are not just statements, but they appeared by Apostle Paul. Remember, the word war or wars, what it means. I've told you this already before. It deals with either your defense or the enemy's resistance to block you. As we learn this teaching, maybe in the next service on Sunday, we'll begin to learn how to demolish some walls and how to rebuild some other walls. We just have to rebuild them. Some other walls just need reinforcement. But here is the truth. The war of Troas, it represents an open opportunity that faces resistance. Please, and I want you to hear this. The war of Troas, okay? In the Bible and in the spirit and in the prophetic, when you hear a prophet talking about the wars of Troas, they are telling you what's happening in the spirit. This is a door which was opened by God. There is no doubt about it. God made this to be done. But trust you me, it's not being done. Sometimes you may even experience it, but it's not being done. And I wanna ask anyone else who's watching me, wherever you're watching me from, if you are hearing my message, raise up a hand and say, I'm hearing your prophet. The walls of Troas, they represent an opened opportunity that is facing resistance. Now let's go into scripture. Can we go to the book of 2 Corinthians 2, verse 12 to 13?
Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and the door was opened to me by the Lord.
Did you hear that? What was opened?
The door.
Wait a minute. Who opened the door? And I want you to see something here, because we have people right now who are watching me that God opened the doors. And in fact, right now, they're even asking themselves, did God really open this door? And I want to help you. If you're able to hear my message, I want to assist you how to navigate through such situations, how to walk out, how to make sure what God said must be done, it must be done. We have people right now watching me. God opened a door for you. But what is happening? That door which God opened is not opening. Now, I want to show what happens. Now, continue reading it. Now, let's go ahead. Just read it.
I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia.
Let's start the message from there. So I want you to see something here that looks like a coincidence, but it is not a coincidence. It is a demonic manipulation. Are you there? Now, I want to show you something here. Now, just come over here. Yeah, just come over here. Now, imagine this man, all right? I am coming to minister in Troas. Are you there? But by the time I am arriving, this man has just left. Are you there? Our question I want to ask each one of you is so simple. Didn't God know that the man would leave? Didn't God know that? So is it God who spoke to him to go there? Yes. But who made him to make a move? And who is he? Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back.
I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia.
Do you understand that the door was opened for Paul in Troas?
Yes.
But do you understand that he did not minister in Troas? He ended up what? Departing to another city of Macedonia. Are you still there?
Yes.
And who made him do that? The departure of Titus. The absence of Titus. What did it do? The Bible says it stirred up the spirit of Paul. He had no rest.
There's a burden in his heart.
There are certain people you cannot do it without them. I'm trying to talk to somebody right now. And what the enemy would do, he would just push this person out of the place. There are certain things that you have. You cannot do it without those things. What the enemy will do, he will just gonna remove the opportunity. Titus, according to scripture in many verses, he was the opportunity of Paul. Your business can be your Titus. I'm trying to talk to somebody right.
Come on, preach it.
Your wife can be your Titus. Your husband can be your Titus. What enemy will do, even if the door has opened, the enemy knows very well to say, I know God is involved here, but what I'm going to do is just to remove. Titus was a man of God. But trust you me, on that single night, there was a demonic attack. All of a sudden, trust you me, Titus, wherever he went, he did not hear from God. Because God had spoken to Paul that you should go to where Titus is. Yet Titus does not hear God. Titus hears a different voice and he departs to another place. That wasn't God talking. Am I speaking to somebody right now? And where the door opened, am I trying to talk to somebody here? Where the door what? Opened, there was no longer a door. I have seen people who God opened a door. Right now they're living like there is no door. They're even questioning, is God really involved? Because in the spirit, we call these walls of Troas or invisible walls. You may not even understand what I'm talking about. It will take the spirit of God to make you understand that there is indeed a resistance somewhere. An opportunity was given, or God gave me a calling. But for me to move forward, I can feel a spiritual resistance, a hidden wall that I may not see with my eyes. Can you imagine that you have arrived at a place and the person you were going there for just departed? And the man who departed is the best son. I wrote a whole book with The Pursuit of Titus. And I gave examples of how Titus was to Paul. But on this very single day, he departed. How many people's opportunities are departing? God gave that opportunity. But there is a divine rearrangement tonight. Every door the enemy is trying to close. Somebody say, we have discovered you, Satan. We have known your tricks. We stand again on the walls of Troas. And we speak. Open again. Let me tell you something. When Paul departed from there, he didn't depart because the mission failed. When he discovered that he went out of the place where God said he must be, the Bible says he went to rearrange himself. And he went for a comeback. Somebody say, my comeback is big.
My comeback is big.
No, you're not talking properly. Somebody say, I'm about to be launched. I'm trying to talk to somebody right now. I feel like I'm preaching.
Yes.
Now hear this. So the Bible says, like myself, when I look around, yes, my comeback is too big.
Yes.
Somebody say, on my way to Troas. Like somebody was about to get married. God opened the door. Everything was done. And she was about to get married. Before they knew it, the man departed. But didn't God speak? Was there no communication from God? It was actually God. You must be very careful, because some doors which God opened for you, you may even think it was not God who opened. And there are people who have gone to the grave before they launched a second attack to say, let me go back to what God spoke. They actually gave up and buried the dream, but not with Paul. Paul realized later that there was a demonic manipulation and launched a second wave of an attack until he fulfilled what he wanted to do in Troas. Are you here or you're not here? Before I continue ministering, I just want you to raise up your hand for a few minutes, and I want you to think and ask yourself a question. Which area did God open for me, but I face or I'm facing resistance? That's very important. In the prophetic ministry, that's what we do. What are we doing? The raising up of your hand. It is not just a coincidental raising of a hand. This is a divine reflection where we are all reflecting, which doors God opened for me. God spoke in my life. I have this in me, but I can sense there is a demonic sabotage. Which drawers did God give me? Now, as you raise up your hand, say the following. It's in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare, in Jesus' name, that what God spoke about me, what God opened for me, as it is written, no one can shut. I declare that opportunity remains open. In Acts 20, verse 5 to 12.
These men, going ahead, waited for us at Troas.
A second launch. Paul now revisits. Go ahead.
But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread. But in 5 days, joined them at Troas, where we stayed 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break the bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. There were many lambs in the upper room where they were gathered together. And in a window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep, and as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, "Do not trouble yourselves, for his life is in him." Now, when he had come up, had broken bread, and eaten and talked a long while, even till daybreak, he departed. And they brought the young man in alive, and they were not a little comforted.
Just imagine. Let's just look at this very importantly. And this is amazing. Can you imagine that? This is a place where Paul had gone in Troas in the beginning. First resistance. First rejection. First being abandoned and left. reinforced himself, came back in power. Do you know when he came at first, there was no one listening to his message? But when he came for the second time, the Bible says he could not stop preaching because there were so many people, to an extent some were even sitting on the window. And he could not stop preaching because there were many people wanted to hear his message to confirm the first message in 2 Corinthians that God had opened a door where? In Troas. So the door was opened to an extent that somebody fell from the upstairs and he died. And Paul went there and embraced him and the man resurrected because God had opened the door in Troas. The type of miracles that were happening in Troas, are you seeing how the enemy wanted to stop them? How we discover the enemy's tactics. An open door that is facing resistance. Read Acts 16, verse 16. Just read it. There's something I want to attach to.
Now, it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her master's much profit by her fortune telling.
Go ahead.
This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And as this she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour.
I want you to see, these things were happening in Troas. A demonic spirit that looks like it is praising you but wants to attack you. Am I talking to somebody, right?
Yes.
A demonic what?
Spirit.
What does it do? There was a demonic spirit that every time when Paul is moving, he says, "These men are the men of God. They have got the ways of life." It was a demon. Some of you people are praising you like, "Hey, you can pray." These days. And sometimes your own mind will be telling you that things are okay. You must identify what is trying to give you praise and glory. In Troas, in conclusion, let me conclude these words. In Troas, the enemy will try to kill what you went there for. Paul went there for the people. And the people he went there for, the enemy said, "You think you have arrived? I will embarrass you. I'll kill one person. The people you are talking to, I'll kill them." This is a place where some people wonder, God opened the door properly. And then the thing that God gives you, it starts dying. But the Lord is saying tonight, "I will raise what the enemy tried to kill in your life."
Oh, yes.
The Lord is saying, "I'm going to raise what the enemy tried to kill." The man at that window, scripture says, had to fall and died. Yet it's a door that God had opened. The scripture says, "For God had opened a door for us to be in Troas." And the enemy said, "I'm going to kill this person." Whatsoever the enemy is trying to kill in your life, listen to me. This way into Troas is not something which God just opened it. It was a kairos moment. Something which was divinely ordained by God. to say that he must be found in Troas. Yet scripture says when he arrived in Troas, he was going to stay at the house of Titus, but the day he was arriving is the same day Titus had just left. I wonder what Titus heard and who he heard speaking. But I can assure you it was not God speaking that made Titus leave, because God had spoken to Paul to go to Troas where Titus was. And the scripture says because of that, Paul left Troas. There was a resistance not done by men, but by an activity, by an event. Some events in your life, the enemy is trying to do them, because he knows that that door, it is from God. Tonight, I just want to do this in conclusion. Any person who feels they have an opportunity or a door or an opening from the Lord, but they feel there is a resistance in between, I want you to have a different story from tonight. Listen to me. For those of you who have somewhere to write, I want to give you a very prophetic instruction to do how to handle the walls of Troas. Number one, identify the wall. Identify the wall. Identify your Troas. Which door did God open for me? When I say that, and I want you to hear this, identify which door did the Lord open for me, and what resistance am I facing? So that resistance is what we want to handle. Because surely some of you, God opened up a door for you. God spoke a word in your life, and that word is not happening. Some of you can actually feel that God wants to do something. There is a divine door, a divine opportunity that God opened. It's not like you, it's your wish. No, this is God who actually ordained it to be in that way. But you can feel it. There is a certain resistance. What is that resistance? Is it sabotage? Is it delay? What is it? Is it financial constraint? Or is it your personal weakness, spiritual weakness? Number two. So number one, write down the open doors. Please don't forget that. Write down your what? Your Troas. Write down your Troas, your open door, what God has opened for you. Write down. Number two, write down your resistance. What is resisting? Number three, engage in 3 days of focused prayer. I didn't say fasting. Focused prayer. Number one, discover your Troas. Which door did God open for you? You know what? I feel like there are people right now who actually know that that is my door. I want to do this. Some of you, God called you, but you're facing resistance. And some of you here, it's different things. It's like God opened the door, but you can sense something happening. All right, number four, return to your Troas in power and watch God raise the dead. What had died? I promise you, watch seeing it coming alive. Return to Troas in power and watch God raise what had died in your life, right? But this time around, listen to me. Do not return alone. If you see scripture in Acts 20, verse 5 to 12, the first trip, Paul went alone. But the second trip, Paul went with people. Someone say corporate.
corporate.
This time around, I want you not just to pray alone. We are going to involve a corporate prayer. This is why I'm standing here. And you are standing there because you're not going to pray alone. You will pray with me. This time around, it's not going to be you alone praying. Listen, what door, listen to me, what door did God open for you? Two, what resistance are you facing? With Paul, what happened with Paul? When Paul arrived, Titus had left. And the scripture says, I did not have rest. Can you imagine until I left? Some of you, you have no rest. You have got loans, bills, people attacking you, issues, whatsoever. You have no rest until you're actually thinking, maybe God didn't open this way for me. But scripture says he retained with a group of people. And they witnessed the date coming to life. This time around, we're going to pray together. Listen, engage in 3 days of focused prayer. God, what you opened for me. What you opened for me. What you said yes. I want to see it coming alive. If God said you are healed, we will see your healing. If God said I have called you, we will see your calling blossoming. If God said you are my servant, we will see the servanthood in you. If God said, I have delivered you, we will see the deliverance of God upon your life. And if God said, I have raised you up, we will see your elevation. And if God said, I have given you this job, we will see that job manifesting. And if God said, you take this direction, we will see you in that direction. Every resistance will be opposed tonight. Raise up your hands. Every opposition, we come against you. We repel you in the name of Jesus. You are not of God. You are not of God. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We cast you out in Jesus' holy name. What God spoke in your life does not align with your circumstance. For example, God calls me to say you are an international prophet. A very good example. God says, you are an international prophet. What is supposed to be done? So I'm supposed to be an international prophet, but then God will align me with what? Resources. Because how would I go and preach in America when I have no resources? Do you understand?
Yes.
So how you know that there is something here? The door is opened, but there is a resistance. It is when what God said and your circumstance does not align. Please, I want you to hear me. Imagine God is saying you will be a great businessman, but you have got no capital. There is no what? Alignment. God speaking to Paul, be in Troas, but Titus is missing. Where he's supposed to stay, he was supposed to be living in the house of Titus. I'm trying to talk to somebody here. So God can speak to you, but now what will begin to make you start questioning questions, and is because there's no alignment. There's no alignment. There must be an alignment. If God says this, there must be an alignment that must align with what God spoke. I'm going to give a very good example. God said to David, you'll be a king. What happened? There was a vacancy in the state house looking for a person who can play instruments for the king. He found himself in the palace. Alignment started happening. Secondly, the son of the king became the best friend. Alignment is going on. Thirdly, when he killed Goliath, the king says, from now you marry my daughter. He became the prince. Alignment is happening. Because kingship moves into the family. How would David become a king, yet he's not a prince? When he married the daughter, he became a prince, and it's so easy for the kingship to move from the father to the son. So when the enemy is fighting you, what he does, he sees your door that has opened, and he will go to your finances and make your finances missing. Even if God says you are a kingdom financial, you are a partner, you will sponsor my gospel, but your titles will be missing. Somebody said, I need my titles. So as I speak, you have a calling to sponsor the kingdom, to fund the gospel, but there's no alignment with your pocket. So number one, threat. How do we know there is an open door, but there is resistance? I've just given you one. Okay? So the first thing is, there is no alignment between you, between what God spoke, between what God spoke and your circumstance. Okay? Number two, spiritual agitation. Or there are things that begin to happen around you. Things like anxiety, confusion. The Bible says, and Paul had no rest until he left. He was troubled in his spirit. Why? Because of point number one. There was no alignment between what God said and the circumstance. Remember this trip Paul went alone. The man to accommodate him is not there. No accommodation, no money, no nothing. Until there was no rest. Until he left. Abandoned. So what happens is sometimes, I'm talking directly into the spirit of somebody right now. Yes. There are things happening that they're not giving you rest. That you may even begin to wonder, like, did God really call me? Or is this door really opened by God? If you see this happening around you, there is a trowas going on. Number three, diversion and distraction. False doors appear. The Bible says, and I left from there and I went to another place where God didn't even say I should go. Am I talking to you? You will not read God is saying, and God appeared and said, leave to another place. The Bible says he departed. Am I talking to you? There are certain things that actually some of you have abandoned. You know, in discernment, that's how we do. You sit alone in your room and begin to check around to say, because the enemy is so cunning that you may actually think you are doing something because that thing now looks like there are people there, there are things. Scripture says, and there was a man that appeared in his dream.
Yes, from Macedonia.
And he says, come to us in Macedonia. Did you understand?
Yes.
A man appeared in a what?
In a dream.
And he said, come to us. But what did God say? Be in Troas.
Yes.
Every person here should understand this. When he left Troas and went to other places to minister, God said, go back where I said you should do. It is during the second trip where we see now that what God wanted him to do was done.
Successfully done.
I don't care the place you were before, where you were resisted. I'm telling you, this time around, there'll be a breakthrough. I don't care whatever is happening around you that you are facing resistance.
Yes.
Or things are happening not in the way you thought. I speak as your prophet.
Yes.
This time around,
yes,
there shall be a miracle.
I receive.
This is what the Lord spoke to me, and I wrote it down. When I was praying, I wrote this down. The Lord says, I see you standing at the threshold where my promise gleams like a golden door. Yet a shadowy wall rises before you. You have prayed, fasted, and contended, but the breakthrough lingers like Titus in the distance. The Lord says, do not make a mistake. My silence for abandonment or the enemy's delay for denial. What you perceive as a blockage is actually the birth canal of your miracle. The praises before the push. The darkness before the dawn. This is not closed door. It is a contested one. And I, the Lord of hosts, do not open doors only to let the enemy slam them shut. The war of Troas shall not stand. For just as I turned Paul's temporarily retreat, into a resurrection triumph, I am about to raise what the enemy declared dead in your life. I am the Lord your God. Listen to my voice as I speak through my servant tonight. These are not just his echoes. This is my voice from my throne. Do not give up, for I cannot open a door and shut it for you. I am not the one who closed it. It was the plan of the enemy, but I'm retaining you in power, declares the Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever you are, let his word come true. Let his word come true. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Say amen.